This is a quick review for Maseches Megillah Daf Dalet. So we began with the statement of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who says, Lud ono gei hacharashim ar mukafas chomei mos Yehoshua ben Nun. These are walled cities that would be Chayiv and Shushan Purim. The Gemara then cites certain psukim which seem to indicate maybe they were built later. And Rabbi Lazar explains, no, originally they were walled cities in the days of Yehoshua. They were destroyed in the days of Pilegesh Begiva and then rebuilt. And then they were broken down a little bit. And then Asa came and he fixed them up. Rabbi Shuban Levi further says, women are Chayiv in Mikra Megillah Sha'afin Hayiba Osa Anes. Similarly, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says that if Purim falls out on Shabbos, we should give Shiurim on Inyanei Purim over the course of that Shabbos, even though we're not going to read the Megillah. And we pointed out this applies to all Yamim Tovim. You're supposed to learn Inyanei Dioma on those Yamim Tovim. What's the Chiddush in that? So we might have thought that there's a Gzeira Derabah that you don't read the Megillah. Maybe we wouldn't darshan from the Megillah on Shabbos either. We'll get to that on Amid Beis. Kamash Malan, we don't make such a Gzeira. Going to the bottom of Amid Aleph, we talked about the reason behind the Hick towns being able to be makdim liyom haknisa. So we said about not destroying the supply chain, we wanted them to be able to do it. So if the whole reason is dafka for the big cities that their supply chain shouldn't be interrupted, so then the Gemara has various kashas that seem to be inconsistent with that, and the Gemara concludes on Amid Beis that it's because they are the supply chain, because they bring Mayim Umazon Lachem Shebekrachim, therefore the Chachamim wanted to make it as easy for them as possible. They shouldn't have to come in on a different day. So really it was a favor to them because they are the supply chain, so as not to disrupt the supply chain, the Chachamim did them a favor, make their lives easier. Continuing on now, the Gemara says that if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, in our Mishnah, we said that the regular cities and the walled cities would read on Erev Shabbos. So who does that work according to? Which Deis and Tanoim do we know of who follow that type of an opinion? So we say it could be Rebbe or it could be Rebbe Yossi. So we said we went through some brisos that have the opinion of both Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. So the opinion of Rebbe is in a brisa where if it comes out on Erev Shabbos, the Tanakhama of that brisa says, Kfarim Vayeros Gedolos Makdim and Liyom Maknisa. So then the regular cities go to the previous Monday or Thursday, Mukafin Chomin Karin Bo Bayom. And the walled cities read it on Friday. Rebbe says, no. Lo Yidchu Ayaros Mimakoman. You let the walled cities and the regular cities read it on Friday. And Rabbi's reason, and everybody's reason, is based on the Pasuk, where it says that Purim should be observed, B'chol Shana V'Shana. The question is, what is the Iker consistency, B'chol Shana V'Shana? Is it that that the regular city should read before the walled cities, as the Tanakhama says, and therefore he pushes the walled cities, he pushes the regular cities to the Yom HaKnisa? Or maybe no, we just say that that you should try to read Bo Bayom, and that is the Iker of B'chol Shana V'Shana. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Yossi's opinion is that so he quote a different brisa where if it comes out on Friday, so the Tanakhama of that brisa says that the walled cities actually go back with the hick towns to the preceding Monday or Thursday, and the regular cities read it Bo Bayom. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not what you do. Rather, both the walled cities and the regular cities read it on the Friday. And we go back and we say they're each darshening Kol Shana V'Shana, and that's not the issue. So both Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi fit in very well with our Mishnah, which again, the halacha being that if Purim falls out on a Friday, so then the walled cities and the regular cities read the Megillah on Friday, and the hick towns go to the preceding Thursday. Moving on the daf, so we had the statement do we ever have a case where Rebbe's hold you don't push regular cities to the Yom HaKnisa? What if Purim falls out on Shabbos? So there we pointed out that Rebbe's opinion is that if Purim falls out on Shabbos proper, then the regular cities get pushed back to the Yom HaKnisa because we're moving them, not going to lay it on Shabbos anyway, and therefore we move them to the Yom HaKnisa. And this is where the Gemara says, why is it that we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos? So Rabbah says, because HaKol Chayav in Mikra Megillah, Vein HaKol Biki in Mikra Megillah, and you might come to take your Megillah and walk with it, Dalet Amos Bishus Harabim, to take it to somebody to teach you how to read the Megillah properly, and that is the reason of Lulav, that is the reason of Shofar. And we just pointed out one additional point, that Rav Yosef says that the Aniyim always look towards Mikra Megillah, and they want to be able to get Matanas Lev Yonim, so we don't want to lane on Shabbos.